Hey everybody, it's John. I wanted to talk a little bit about Apple TV apps and an announcement by Apple yesterday that you can now link to Apple TV apps using iTunes Link Maker. That's a tool that's been around for a long time. It's a web app that allows you to create URLs that can be either just straight up URLs or affiliate links to content on the various app stores. But until yesterday, it has never included tvOS apps. In fact, when the App Store opened on the Apple TV, there was no way to get customers to those apps except through search. So if you created an Apple TV app and posted it up on the Apple TV store, the only way to point customers to it was to send them to the Apple TV store. They had to go turn on their TV, turn on their Apple TV, navigate to the App Store app, open it, and then if you weren't featured, they had to go to the search box and search for your app. It was a marketing disaster, really, for developers. It was a little better for people who had iOS apps that had a TV app component because there were at least links to the iOS app. And with iOS 10, at least, when an iOS app that had a TV component was downloaded, you could set your settings on the Apple TV to automatically download the associated Apple TV app. That way they would just show up next time you turned on your Apple TV. But people who had tvOS only apps were in kind of a bind because there was no good way to really deal with getting people to those apps other than search or being featured, which, you know, given the amount of space on an Apple TV screen, the odds of getting featured by Apple as an Apple TV developer were fairly low. So what happened yesterday was interesting to me, mainly because it was such a low-key announcement. The announcement was a short one-paragraph statement on a marketing page for developers that said that these URLs could now be created and that apps could be downloaded. The hint was that apps could be downloaded from the URL because earlier this year in April, Apple rolled out web preview pages for Apple TV apps. Those are those pages that you see when you click on a link to an iOS app, for instance, and Safari opens and you see a page that looks a lot like the App Store page, but it's a web page and it shows you the description of the app, the icon, and some screenshots. The thing with the Apple TV app previews that came out in April 2016 is that there was no download or purchase button there. There was no way to get to this from those preview pages to the store in order to purchase the app. What changed yesterday was that when you tap on or click a link to an Apple TV store app now, you can go straight into an app store, whether it's on your Mac or an iOS device, and actually download free apps or purchase, you know, paid apps, which is a big difference. And it's something that you can't even do with iPad apps. I mean, if you search for an iPad only app on your iPhone, you'll get a message that says this is only available on the iPad and you can't buy it. Same goes for Mac apps. You can't buy those on iOS devices. So this is a real change in direction for Apple in terms of being able to purchase something that's only available on one platform on another platform. So you can now buy an Apple TV app on your phone, your iPad, or your Mac, go home, turn on your Apple TV, and there the app is, which is nice. But Apple kind of buried the lead on this because they really framed the entirety of the story in terms of linking without really going into any detail about what was really the more significant aspect of it, which is that you could actually buy these apps from the link. And it got me wondering why that might be. I suppose the obvious explanation is that it's, one, it's kind of experimental. It's something that perhaps they're testing on Apple TV, hoping to roll out to things like Mac apps and iPad apps. Plus, I think the problem with the story is it comes with the context that the Apple TV App Store has been around for over a year now. It's been around for about 13 months. And until yesterday, there was no way to easily point people to Apple TV apps. And as a result, I think Apple TV app development has languished, especially when you look at Apple TV only apps, because there was just no way to market those apps and point people to where to buy them or download them. So it was interesting that, this all came out in one paragraph. I've been looking a little more closely at some of the APIs and things. Unfortunately, the only way to make these links right now is through the web app. There's no way to do this through the iTunes search API. That may be coming, who knows, but for now, if developers have an Apple TV app, they should go to the iTunes link maker and put a link on their page to their Apple TV app so that customers can click on it, open up an App Store app, and buy it. That's about it for today. Hope everybody has a good one, and I will talk to you again soon.